On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Off the Ball Daily, a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
I know this is about Czar, but I don't think the success could have came without Billy and Czar together as well. It was a dream team. Like, it really, really was. And I don't know if there could ever be a duo like them ever again.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
The Football Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome along to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Heimir Hallgrímsson says he's relaxed about his future as Ireland manager. Michael O'Neill believes his Northern Ireland side can cause a shock against Italy. And mixed news for Liverpool on the injury front on the return of the Premier League this weekend. But first today, Ireland boss Heimir Hallgrímsson says he's relaxed about his future. The 58-year-old says he'll be in the job until at least July, but expects to sit down for talks with the FAI when the dust settles after a remarkable week for Irish football.
Said to you guys to answer this question and just not to be answering the same question again and again. In my mind, I'm staying here at least until July, and I've said that to you guys over and over again, and that's still my thought. We've always had an open and honest conversation, me and whether it's David or the president or whoever is in the board, and there's nothing, nobody is saying anything behind each other's backs. So yeah, that's why I'm relaxed in this one. We will definitely take the conversation sometime, whether it will lead to saying something after. You will just have to wait for this. This is not what is done in the media. This is just done between people that respects and trust each other. Yeah, we said when the dust settles, we're going to sit down and just speak together. Now let's enjoy this moment. Don't be dragging something negative into that thing. And like I said, is an honest, always have been an honest conversation between us. So it will happen sooner or later, but it will not be done in the media. It will be done between me and them.
Hallgrímsson was speaking in Switzerland after Ireland were drawn away to Czech Republic in the World Cup playoffs yesterday. That game will take place on the 26th of March. The winners will then play Denmark or North Macedonia for a place at next summer's tournament. Hallgrímsson says they have to kick on after the impressive wins over Portugal and Hungary.
That's what we are hoping, to use this to grow and become better than we were in the last camp, and just to use the positivity to create a momentum that can help us win the next step or take the next step. And then we have another even bigger one after that one. So that's the hope. And normally if we treat a moment like this moment, if you treat it in the correct way, it will definitely and can definitely help us.
Journalist Dion Fanning joined Owen Sheehan on the football show last night to reflect on a memorable week for Irish football, and he's hoping Hallgrímsson is right with regards there being more to come from his squad.
Why not believe that? Because what we've seen in the last week has been it is unprecedented, really. It is unprecedented, like, in terms of a period of time to have two results like that. Like, I think obviously Italia 90 and 94 were bigger events because they were World Cup finals, and there was, you know, the pageantry around that and the hype and the expectation. But there's been nothing like this. Like, you know, to have two back-to-back wins of in the way that they occurred isn't anything that we've ever experienced. Like, in that, no Irish player ever scored a hat-trick away from home before. The whole sequence of it. Like, I was thinking, like, Euro 88, we beat England on a Sunday and then followed that up with the performance against the Soviet Union on the Wednesday, Ronnie Whelan's goal, that ended in a draw. But that was kind of an exhilarating, and that was, that kind of, in a way, was similar, because there were very few expectations back then. There wasn't as much, you know, Euro 88 still was still, football was still kind of for the football audience. You know, it hadn't really, there were still people not watching those matches, put it that way. Whereas by the time Italia 90 came around, everyone was glued to it. And the England, the first England victory in Stuttgart, or the only England victory in Stuttgart, changed everything. And I think we're at a point, even though it isn't a tournament, we're at a point in our arc, if you like, that is very, very similar. So it's a mixture of, you know, the Scotland-Bulgaria qualifying game from 87, like the and the fact that it was an Irish team itself doing it, those two results have just had such a profound effect. And I think so. I hope everything he said, you know, the stuff he said over the weekend, the clip that came out in the dressing room afterwards, where he's talking again about that, and let this, you know, in 10 years' time, they'll look back and say, this is where it started. I hope he's right.
And if you want to hear that chat back in full, you can do so in your OTB Football podcast stream now. Northern Ireland boss Michael O'Neill admits he wanted to avoid Italy in the playoffs, but he believes his side can cause a major upset. Northern Ireland will be away from home on the 26th of March. If they come through that, they will have an away game against either Wales or Bosnia-Herzegovina to reach the World Cup. O'Neill says they'll relish going in as underdogs.
We were always going to have a difficult game, you know, whoever that would be away from home. So it's a great game for us to play against Italy. Obviously they would be strong favourites, you know, but obviously we can maybe use that to our advantage as well.
Premier League clubs have voted to overhaul the league's financial regulations from the start of next season. A squad cost ratio will be introduced as part of sustainability measures, but a proposal for top to bottom anchoring was rejected. SCOR will regulate clubs on pitch spending to 85% of their football revenue and net profit loss on player sales. Clubs will have a multi-year allowance of 30% they can use to spend in excess of the 85%. Liverpool boss Arne Slot has confirmed that Alisson could be back in goal for tomorrow's Premier League game at home to Nottingham Forest. The Brazilian international has been out since the end of September due to a hamstring injury he suffered against Galatasaray in the Champions League. However, Conor Bradley and Florian Wirtz will both miss the Forest game due to muscle injuries that they picked up on international duty. Northern Ireland captain Bradley could be out for up to 3 weeks. Slot was asked about Andy Robertson's interview after Scotland qualified for the World Cup on Tuesday night. The Liverpool vice-captain revealed how he couldn't stop thinking about his former teammate Diogo Jota, who died in a car crash earlier this year. Slot says he'd never used their grief as an excuse for poor results, but he did point out it's clear his players are missing Jota, both the player and the person.
I know that it is an issue for us, which is, I think, completely normal. But then at these moments of time, I always think about how must it feel for his wife and his children, because that's so much harder for them.
Chelsea have revealed that Cole Palmer has sustained another injury setback by fracturing his toe. The England internationals missed the last 11 games due to a groin problem. He was on course to return to training this week until he hurt himself at home on Wednesday. Palmer damaged the little toe on his left foot when he collided with a door. It means he'll miss the next 3 matches at least against Burnley, Barcelona and Arsenal. Meanwhile, Chelsea maintained their unbeaten start in this season's Women's Champions League last night. The WSL champions ended a run of 3 losses in a row to Barca. The two sides drew 1-1 at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea are 6th in the league phase after 4 games. They're outside the top 4, which earns automatic qualification for the quarterfinals. Barca are top of the pile. Celtic's annual general meeting was adjourned inside 5 minutes today after board members were jeered and there were chants of sack the board. Directors were met with boos and dozens of red cards from shareholders as they entered the Kerrydale suite at Celtic Park. Cries of out, out, out followed before there were cheers for interim manager Martin O'Neill when he was introduced. The board's been heavily criticised by supporter groups over the club's summer transfer business, or lack of in their eyes, and also missing out on the league phase of the Champions League. Principal shareholder Dermot Desmond was not at the meeting. Former Ireland and Celtic defender Darren O'Dea has been appointed Swansea's interim manager. He replaces at loan man Alan Sheehan at the Championship club. Swansea are 18th in the league. O'Dea, who had been assistant manager under Sheehan, will be in charge for tomorrow's game away to Bristol City. Monaco midfielder Paul Pogba is set to make his long-awaited return from a drugs ban this weekend. The 32-year-old joined the Ligue 1 club last summer after his four-year doping ban was reduced to 19 months by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Pogba's last competitive game was in September 2023. It was for Juventus in a Serie A match against Empoli. The World Cup winner is now expected to be named in the Monaco squad for tomorrow's league game against Rennes. And Stoke manager Mark Robbins has signed the new 3.5-year contract with the club. He took over in January, but Stoke are third in the championship now, just 2 points off the automatic promotion places. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more next week.
This is why we love football, because things like this can happen.
These lads now have an opportunity to inspire a whole new generation.
Winning is a habit. Losing is a habit.
You kind of lose confidence. You lose a little bit of heart.
And maybe the lads have just become used to losing.
I want to see what he's brought into the association for, because I'm not too sure I've seen anything just yet.
Your chin goes down. That for me is not a lack of desire. I'm wanting to do the right thing. I'm wanting to do well and put it all on the line.
The all and end all is that we have to get a result against Portugal, and that's all we can do now.
It needs a miracle to qualify for the World Cup, would you agree?
Yeah, I guess so.
A player shouldn't be refereeing. It should be the officials doing the refereeing.
And he's gone for the red. Cristiano Ronaldo has been sent off.
I feel great, I feel ready. This is probably the best night that I've ever had in my whole life.
It's the Republic of Ireland seeing Portugal nil.
He's grabbed it back a little bit.
If they keep that going out the rest of the campaign, we've every chance. Please
stay. Watching my son the way he celebrated and how much it meant to him, you know.
One last throw of the dice. It's all on this from Creevy Kelleher.
Creevy Kelleher launches the ball into the box.
Scales is up after it. Scales wins the header. It's Jan! Yeah! He scored a hat-trick, and right at the death, Ireland have done it. I've never seen anything like it.
It's the Sheriff Street boy, it's the Belvedere boy, who has done it for the Republic of Ireland.
Absolutely remarkable, right at the end.
Noel Quinn, Robbie Keane, against exactly Germany back in the day.
Barrow!
This means the world to me, my family's here.
There they love that! I've no voice left.
Oh my God.
I don't think I'll ever have a better night in my whole life. It's a fairy tale.
The Football Daily on Off the Ball.